You are in a challenging time, which we understand, and the time is both inward and outward. It is a bit like a patchwork quilt. You are seeing many kinds of energy, and as you are dealing with the piece of energy that is yours to deal with, or even looking at a piece of energy that is being acted out in your world, it is sometimes a bit baffling, because there is no way at this time for you to see how the whole quilt is going to look. And so, in terms of your own identity, what you are going to be discovering through your life is pieces of this beautiful quilt of energy that is who you are, that is who your identity is. And the thing to be aware of is that you do not want to let any one of those pieces say, "I am your whole definition." This piece of your energy quilt is all that you are and all that you ever will be, because that is a lie. And we want to learn to enjoy the beauty of watching the very different pieces of the quilt as they manifest in our lives, and to see the beauty of each one, but to know that no single one of those pieces is the whole quilt, is the whole pattern. And so you are in a time now when there are many, many changes. We are saying something rather obvious, we think, but we would like you to think about what that means inwardly. You're in a time when things you have done before may be saying, "Now move on." And it is not a disrespect for the piece that you moved on from. It simply means that it's time to quilt. So here is this piece done. And sometimes, and now particularly, you will find that there is another piece presenting itself. And the thing about the beauty of a quilt is that not every piece of the quilt is intended to be bright and shiny and ornate and magnificent. There are pieces like that, but there are plain pieces. Here is a plain blue square in my life. This is a time when I am looking for high learning. And it is not complicated and ornate, and it is not embroidered or decorated. It is simple and profound. This is my love for high learning, and it is a piece of my quilt. There are others that may be brighter and more interesting, but there is not one piece of that quilt that is you that does not deserve your love and your respect and your understanding. And that includes the pieces of your quilt that reflect mistakes that you have made. It is one of the most beautiful and frustrating things about a creation. It is like you may, and we all do this, you may have pushed a piece into your quilt because you thought it was supposed to be there, because people told you it should be there, because someone else wanted it to be there. And so you push it in, and you try to sew it together with the others. And sometimes you can catch it in the beginning, and you can go, "Ooh, wait, I do not think this belongs here." But sometimes you do not catch it until you have gotten pretty far along. And you look at it, and you go, "That I don't want that piece there. I may not want that piece anywhere, but it certainly does not belong there. And no one's opinion about it matters. Only my spirit's knowing that I want my quilt to be me. I want the decisions I make and the things I explore and the things I let go. I want them all to have to do with who I am." And there will be a time in your life when you are, hopefully before you leave your life, when you're able to look back and see this beautiful thing that you've made and see it for the beauty that it is, even though it may have had some wrong stitches or something you did not totally do the way you wanted to do it. It does not matter. It is all part and parcel of an expression of you. And all of it must be loved. And all of it must be respected. So in this quilt, you will find now that in this time of change, you may be looking at some pieces that really were not what you thought. Or a piece may call you that you never thought you would be drawn to. And you want to let your spirit tell you about what to do about that. And if you are willing to do that, then you are the creator from who you are of this thing of beauty that blesses not only you, but the earth. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Go into your heart center and see that there is a ball of light, and it moves, and it's full of energy and full of wisdom. And feel it moving around the energy in your heart to help wake up the parts of your heart that want to speak to you, that want to be with you. And feel how that movement relaxes the heart and allows it to expand. And feel that the central ball in your heart gives birth to other smaller balls of energy. And feel one of those balls drop down into your solar plexus. And feel it grow and lighten the emotional center. Displace the heavy emotions. And feel another one of the balls of light come up into your throat and warm and expand and displace any negative or limiting communication that might keep you from creating your own life. Feel another ball of light from the heart drop down into your second center. And feel it grow, become fluid and warm, and displace shame and judgment. And see that golden ball create a waterfall in your second center. And let that waterfall fill that center so that it moves out whatever you need to move out. And makes you free. And feel another of the balls of light move up into your third eye. And feel that ball of light bring your third eye to life in a way that it may never have been alive before. Let the third eye turn inward with love and know all that you need to know about who you are, what you love, what you need. Now feel the third eye, full of gold, turn outward and see the world around you. And know what you know deeply and truly, but without burden, simply know what you know. And feel a ball of that golden light drop down into your root. And feel that golden ball of light give you the energy that you need to create, but to create from your own identity, to create from who you are. And feel the root center become strong. And feel it connect to the earth and draw up energy and support from the earth. And feel one of the balls of light come up through your body and into the crown. And let the ball of light open the crown. Open the crown to the beauty and the power of the universe, which now sends you all that you need to support all that you are. And feel that light flooding into your head, to wake up your thoughts, into your throat, to wake up the power of what you speak, down across your shoulders and your back to take away your burden, down to the trunk to bring you healing, down to the legs, and into the feet to bring you comfort in support and the wisdom of your walk. Now let all that energy move through you. And with it, let there be peace and ease and joy from the center of the universe to the center of you. Feel the mother's energy around you, protecting you, holding you. Joyful in your growing and your knowing. And see the gift that has been left in your heart, resting the mind. Know the gift. When you've known the gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.